Hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled. We're back once again, who'd have thought it? And we've come with a mission. We are going to feed you things that we've learned online. Just decide whether they are worth remembering or if they should be chucked away. Very delighted that you're here. My name is Dan. This week I'll bring you stuff about why pistachios are much more dangerous than you think, and also about an extremely well-paid job that you will not want to do. Connor, what do you have?
Make sure you're the favourite child. I'm going to tell you what parents have chosen to be their favourite child and what a bat does and how much it eats.
Well, look, that's more than two words, so I'm excited. It's going to be a good one. Andrea, what do you have?
This week, I have a fact about Valentine's Day cards and why eye contact is key.
It's all on the way. It's a brand new episode of Baffled.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I've got a question for you both. I asked this question the other day over a few bevs. If you could take a pill, a tablet, and it would remove something from your life that you have to do as a human being, what would you have removed? So for example, you know, you never have to wash again, your body washes itself, or you never have to go to bed, or I don't know, could be anything. But by taking it, you don't have to do that thing anymore. But it has to be a human chore thing, something you got to do as a human, you know?
Right, okay.
What is the thing that you'd be like, do you know what?
It's really tricky.
It's tricky, isn't it?
I take one to be tan all the time.
Oh, I like it. So no more sunbathing.
Yeah. No more fake tan, no more sunbathing.
Yeah, no cancer. Are you one of these people? No more bad sun. Are you one of the people, though, that the minute the sun hits them, you're tanned?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, perfect. So you need an hour and you get to
Yeah, but I like to be tan.
Yeah,
like,
me and Dan need a good 3-week holiday. We have to ease in the factors. What about you? What would you get rid of?
Well, there's a few things. I don't tan. I am like a ginger baby, so okay. I just burn. Okay. So I can't be dealing with that one. Well, work. And let's be fair here, my job is a podcaster, so it's hard, I'm hardly saving lives on the front line here. But just imagine like having a nice salary, you don't need to do anything. Great. Mm. Or I've been very fastidious with my fitness recently and I've been calorie counting quite hard.
Yeah,
I would love to be able to eat whatever I wanted and it just to keep me fit.
just to
not have to worry about where the fat's going, what's happening, if I'm feeling bad, and I'm feeling really good right now, but I would just love to not have that worry.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's fair enough.
That is a good one.
What are you?
Well, there were instantly, straight away, one of my mates is like, to not have to like wash, you know, your body washes itself. But I was like, I love the feeling of being in the shower. Yeah. Love the feeling of having a bath.
It's also five minutes to yourself, isn't it?
5 minutes to yourself.
Just get away.
Just get away. I think for me, it would be like just like what you've kind of said, but constantly being like a good form physically and then like always looking good. You know, like I've got the pack, the 6-pack going on, I've got the biceps, we're fit. I can run a marathon if I don't have to do all the crap to get to the point. That. Just constantly fit. That'd be really good.
You mentioned about fake tan. Mm. And it's just like...
I've done it before.
It was all over my bed. It is. Well, this is... There's so many problems I have with it. There's so many issues I have. Because before we go out, my fiance will... Right, when are we going out? I said, we need to leave at 7. Okay, so when do I need to be ready? Why? Well, you need to be at the front door in 7. So, you know, that takes up a good hour, just the discussions. All right, so she kind of toddles off to go and get ready. And then it's like and the house stinks. It's like an hour of just the pads on the hand. It's the pressing. It's all of this. She'll only, you know, no doubt we're almost going out at 7 o'clock, but she realises she's missed like half of an arm.
Do you ever back to do that?
And she does that.
Just go, have you seen me?
Yeah.
You really don't need to worry about being tanned here. No, this is
my
like,
husband says that every time that I do a tan. He's like, you don't have to worry about it. I'm like, I'm not doing it for you.
Well, this is the point.
I'm doing it for me.
For me. And then we've got a when we change our sheets, we've got a mattress protector. You should see the state of it. It's honestly like something that they use to catch baby Oompa Loompas with.
Right. Because like, they're a thing, obviously, and they do that a lot, catch the baby Oompa Loompas.
It's just like all this, like, Oompa Loompa juice everywhere. It is the most revolting thing in the world.
Oompa Loompa juice.
I don't get that. I've heard of it. Like, I've heard it comes off on the sheets for some people. I don't get that.
Do you use Saint-Tropez?
No, I use Bondi Sands. Is it Bondi Sands?
Yeah, I had a hit on the old Saint-Tropez. Yeah, it smelled unbelievable.
I've only ever used it properly once. When I was in secondary school, we did a school play, and like one of the cooler kids in the year who used it on the reg gave it to me for the school play.
Right.
And let me tell you, I looked like an Oompa Loompa baby for like a week. And I obviously only did half my face, obviously, because I ain't faffing around. So it's just like this bright orange face with just the most
face?
White you've ever... Yeah, because I was on stage.
Did his face?
Commitment.
Yeah.
Do you not do your face?
No.
Oh, but you wear makeup, right?
Yeah, I wear makeup.
Isn't it wild, very quickly, and without getting into like gender politics to such an extent, if there was like another gender just popped up out of nowhere today, and you said to them, by the way, before you go out, you kind of, you know, you just paint your face? Like, because that's what a lot of women do with makeup, right? And it's just like this norm throughout history. And I know that they do it for themselves, but it is wild that that's a thing. That it seems as acceptable that the only way that a lot of women can go out is with makeup on.
But I also think it's a great thing for confidence, you know, and it makes people feel good. You know, I think I see the benefits, you know, so I see why it is so big.
But it's the fact that we've got to that position.
Well, actually, it's funny because I was going to bring a fact about makeup specifically, but it's like it goes back to like Egyptians, doesn't it? So
because it's been
I think it's because it's just like a expression,
and it's always been the way it was.
Yeah,
but the fact is, it's always been the way it was.
Yeah,
so that's why it's every generation feels that that's the only way that they feel good, I would imagine. Well, listen, it's what philosophy we're starting off with this week. Thank you very much for listening. If you've never joined us before, the idea is easy. We'll share stuff that we've learned. Just decide whether they're worth remembering or not. Connor, what you got?
Okay. 56% of surveyed parents with a favourite child prefer their youngest.
I'm the youngest.
You see, I'm an only child.
Oh.
So I'm not 100% sure if I can relate to this, but is the younger child... You're an only child as well. So is the younger child more... Right. Are you the youngest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By what?
Actually, I might argue... that the middle, so I have two older sisters. I might say my older sister's probably the most liked.
Oh, really?
But I'm the more spoiled, for sure.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, I'm probably more spoiled than liked, if I'm going to be completely honest with you.
I think it's because she just grew up so laid back.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't talk back to my parents or anything.
What's the age difference between you and your middle sister?
1 year.
Oh, so okay.
So pretty close.
I think the reason the younger child is probably preferred so much over the other one, like when you look at the survey, is because the parents have been asked and they're probably way more sicker than the old, like, of the older one. They've had them in their lives more. So they're like, what's your sister's name?
Jessica.
I'm sick of Jessica.
I'm done with her. She's been around for too long.
She's been around
welcome, if anything.
She's been away for way longer than lovely Andrea, who's been here for less time. We like her more.
Brand new.
Yeah.
It's also because... they are the baby, but the youngest child is the baby.
The middle child is a rascal.
So will forever be the baby. You know what I mean? Like, as in, don't hurt the baby. Don't the baby. Take care of your baby. Take care of the youngest. And I guess just that stays with you forever.
The middle child is a complete and utter nightmare. Like, I haven't got many friends that are in a sibling of three, but I do have a very good friend of mine, and his brother in the middle, he's been a bit rogue. Like, he's always been a bit like, I don't know, just like very different to them both, if you know what I mean. So like, Scott's one way, Shane's the other way, and then he's kind of in the middle, and he's a bit of the lovely guy, really lovely guy, but he's like the one in the middle as well that's a bit of them both. Do you know what I mean? In a weird way. Whereas like Scott is Scott, Shane is Shane, and then the middle one's a little bit more, you know, a bit of both.
By the way, if you were going to name some of Connor's friends, if you were going to pluck names, who's Connor mates with? You'd pick Scott and Shane.
Absolutely. Well, but out of the three brothers, it's Scott, Shane and Ricky.
Yeah, of course.
But Scott, the eldest one, he's like a bit more, you know, he'll think things through, blah, you know, do all that. Shane, the youngest, is a complete nightmare. Nightmare. I mean, like, you ask him to do anything to it. Like, yeah. I remember once he was, like, cycling along one day, youngest child, cycling along one day, his chain broke on his bike, so he just put his hand in his bike and just, like, ripped the top of his finger off. And he's just, like, a complete nightmare. Yeah, just does not think anything through. Whereas, like, Ricky, the middle one, he's a little bit of both of them. Thinks things through quite, you know, so, yeah, interesting.
My best mate is a middle child, and he is, like, the most competitive person in the world.
More than you?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're very competitive.
Yeah, but that's why, and I'm always bested by him. So that's why I'm competitive around everyone else.
Is he good at things?
Oh, yeah. He's one of those dudes that's just, like, naturally very good at everything. You know those racket sport people who can pick up any racket sport and just smash you? Like, he's one of those dudes. And he comes from a family of quite sporty, competitive people, and he is, like, the most out of all of them.
I went to school with a guy who turned out to be a professional football player, similar to what you were just saying here. His name's Isaac Hayden. So he played for Arsenal. He's, you know, professional football player, played at Newcastle. He was good at everything. Like, absolutely everything. He was good at maths, good at science, good at English. So quick. Great at golf, great at football. And I remember looking like, this isn't fair.
I tell you what, Isaac, were you in his year?
Yeah, I sat next to him in, like, science.
I signed Isaac Hayden when my Wycombe Wanderers team got to the Premier League in Football Manager, and he was an absolute midfield general for me. So say thanks to Isaac. Touches.
How about you?
Andrea, yeah. Any Football Manager opinions or experience?
No. I played football for, like, most of my life. I don't know anything about football.
You had a moment, like, there in our conversation where you were just like,
what are they rabbiting on about?
What is happening here, fellas?
Yeah. So, okay, my fact is 145 million Valentine's Day cards are given each year. And that's not including the little tear apart cards that kids give to, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because you have family from America.
Yeah.
So it's not including that. And it is the second most popular card giving holiday.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
I don't do cards.
Don't tell the missus this. Don't tell the old missus this. I ain't sending her a card this year. Tell me that.
You guys don't do that here, do you?
Nah, not around here.
I used to get one for my mum.
She'll get an Happy Meal and she'll be lucky.
Yeah, with a question mark at the bottom. And I used to get buzzing about it. I'd be like, hey, mum, I tell you now, this is definitely 100% Jess, so I sit next to her in English. I'm telling you, I've been chatting her up. I'm in, like, year eight. I've been chatting her up loads. It's definitely her. It's mum.
What is it you said about being an only child?
Yeah, what?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. It's definitely her, mum, I tell you.
As the female of the group, were you beset by Valentine's Day cards when you were young? Were they coming in from all sorts?
Oh, no.
No?
No. I wasn't
such
a very...
Were they coming at you as well? Yeah, low! No, not really.
No, I wasn't a very good-looking kid.
Oh, don't tell that about yourself.
I looked very different. I did get a secret admirer card once because they did that at schools in America, but...
Do we know who it is?
Was it from your mom? Weird kid.
Oh, it's always the weird kid. It's always. He's my mum.
Oh, he was... No, he was really strange.
San Francisco. Yeah, I'll tell
her. Is that old Ralph Wiggum?
Like, to the point where he was, like, messaging me loads and I almost had to block him.
Okay, so you're on the level of, like, you know, doing the bad thing. Yeah, he's, like, stalking maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, right.
But I got a rose out of it, so it's fine.
Still got it today on the coffee table. I remember this time. That was a good time.
You're obviously big on TikTok and stuff.
Oh, every time he mentions TikTok.
Well, I'm interested.
What's TikTok?
I'm interested.
Every time we come to the TikTok thing, there's more to this wonderful woman than just TikTok.
I know. That's one of the many things that she has about her. So right. I'm curious.
Here we go.
Do you get the equivalent on your DMs?
Oh, good question, actually. I want to know the answer.
So people, you know, creepy dudes slide into your DMs. Do they do it a bit more romantically around Valentine's Day?
Do you get Brian that's taking a photo where he's like that?
Yeah.
Oh, thankfully, no. Okay. I don't get, like, I hear a lot of horror stories about people getting, like...
Yeah.
Like, roses are red, violets are blue. That's Happy Valentine's Day. Here's a nude.
My...
Yeah, something like that.
That come off the tongue dangerously fast, by the way.
That's why I asked the question.
Dangerously fast.
But I do get a lot of like corny pickup lines, which no, I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, it's because you should ignore them.
There's just so many.
It's just too much.
It's just exhausting.
And you find out they're all from like the different burner accounts of this lad back in school. It's just loads of them.
I might set up a burner account now and just every single video put a really weird child line.
Yeah.
And just be like, yeah, call me.
Happens.
Yeah. Just every single one. Do you do Valentine's with a hubby? Do you send each other stuff? You do, yeah.
Yeah. He knows I really like Valentine's Day, so
it is a nice time, isn't
it? But our anniversary is literally 2 days after.
Oh, beautiful.
So we kind of just...
What are you going to do this year? You got some dinners booked or something?
We're going to go out for dinner for our anniversary, and then for Valentine's Day, I think we're just going to make something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's so expensive going out.
What do you reckon you'll make?
I don't know. He's a really good cook, actually. So
can I come around? Can I have some?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah. Just come around.
Oh,
yeah.
Third week.
Do not do it. There'll be socks everywhere. You know what he's like. Take some off.
Oh, God.
Floor. I bet not you're allowed. Rubbish at Valentine's. 100%.
Do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day with your...
Not really.
I'll get my girlfriend maybe some flowers or whatever. You know, we'll go out for a bit of dinner or whatever. But we'll just use it as a excuse to go and do something
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
But I don't do all the carding. You know when people write and they're like, you know, to Hayley, I met you 3 years ago, and from that day, everything changed. Every time I look at you,
you started that off. I hate those people who write cards. Dear Hayley. Yeah, that's how most people.
And also, the cards are so cringe.
You have to personalise them, right?
You're sitting here like, oh, I've been looking for the correct one for months, Connor.
I already know what I'm getting my fiancée card. I'm going to get her a Saltburn card that I've seen, which is...
Oh, my gosh.
It's like the dude saying... I don't know, I would sleep on your grave or something like that. Like, it's a reference to the film. I'm going to do that.
Murder on the dance floor.
I watched
great
that the
film.
Other day.
Great film.
Did
I
you
walked
enjoy
into
it?
That completely blind.
Oh, did you?
Thumbs up, thumbs up. For
it's one of my favourite films. I loved it.
Dan?
Yeah, I thought it was actually going to be weirder than it was. I'll be honest with you. Right, first fact of the show for me. Pistachios can spontaneously combust.
Oh, I love a pistachio. No, good thing. I love them.
They can blow up.
What?
They can just blow up to the point that they need to be really precisely transported. Because, now this is a bit of science, they are high fat, right? And when they start breaking down and decomposing, that fat can get very, very hot.
Okay.
So if conditions are right,
mm-hmm.
if there's oxygen around,
mm-hmm.
if... And it's hot anyway, they can literally go up in flames.
Simple science.
They have to be very precisely transported.
Which is how?
I think in just like dry, quite cool vessels.
Talking of transported goods, I love, not as much anymore because it gives me really bad heart palpitations, but I loved coffee. But I find the caffeine too much.
Oh, there's always something with you, isn't it?
Do you not drink coffee anymore?
I drink tea, which is, I know, but I used to drink...
There's always something. Next week, he won't be here for the podcast recording. What's happened? Oh, I had an espresso 4 days ago and my heart's going haywire.
But I really got into different coffee and stuff like that. And I got this coffee once that was a fortune, but I was like, got to try. It was like 25 quid for a bag of bloody coffee for your cafeteria. Because it was transported from Colombia via boat. That was why it was expensive, because in the air... Apparently, the air pressure changes the bean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tastes any difference?
Not at all.
No.
There we go. I reckon they'll sell over the... Do we get pistachios in the UK or is that going to be somewhere else?
Do we? You can get pistachios.
Where do they come from? Underground?
Do they?
No.
Where do they come from?
The tree.
Oh, I love a pistachio.
You know why pistachio is great? Tactile. Because you have to crack them open. They're a Christmas nut.
But I'm confused about them blowing up, though. Because what if you're in a hot country?
Maybe it's quite moist. Maybe it's quite moist all around, so the water tempers the... It kind of cools them down. But when they're dry, and it's specifically when they're decomposing, the fat breaks down and it gets very, very hot. And that's why it can just poof. Come up in flames.
Wow. Didn't know that. That's quite interesting. You might not know the answer to this, but is there accounts of it happening where it's caused problems?
I do not know.
That's quite interesting though, isn't it? Imagine that. There's pistachios on board. Please be safe. Be aware.
But the nut is half of a pistachio nut is fat.
Yeah, there are a lot of thousands.
Oh, they are tasty, yeah. Aren't they? And they're tiny. They're so small. How can that?
They are quite
they're so
oily,
good. They're really
they?
Expensive, but they're really good.
They are quite oily. Like, I feel like when you break them and you feel it, it does feel quite oily, doesn't it? It doesn't really feel like a clean nut. It feels like it's, you know.
That's why it can go up in flames.
Bloody love pistachio ice cream as well. I know it's rogue, but it's so good. It's so good.
It's great.
There's my middle class coming out.
Yeah.
What would you like for dessert, sir? Just some pistachio.
A little swear slipped out there.
Yeah, that one, Adam.
Out of all the things that you got really excited about, pistachio flavoured ice cream.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Baffled, and we've run through it, right? And I think it's been a good one, and we're going to learn loads more, like a teacher. Get in touch, baffledpod.com.
Yeah, I don't know. Sit tight, because we're going to learn more. Yeah. Because I've learned today loads.
Yeah.
Have you learned loads?
Yeah.
Have you? Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever? Yeah.
Have you learned loads as well, listener? Thank you for being
there.
Yeah,
thank you for learning
loads
with us.
More on the show. Baffledpod.com if you have anything to show and tell this week. Yeah. Connor, what's your last fact of the show?
A single bat can eat up to 1,200 mosquito-sized insects in an hour. Bats eat an average of 6,000 to 8,000 insects every single night.
I bet it wants a pill so it doesn't have to find mosquitoes, right?
Do you know what I mean? And do you know what I love about this? I saw this one on Twitter. Top comment. Well, they should eat more. I bloody hate mosquitoes. There you go. Cheers. Thank you, Kaylee.
Yeah, that's a good fact. They're not eating enough.
And that's
not,
a lot.
There aren't enough bats.
6,000 to 8,000 bugs. I mean, that is some work. Every night. I didn't know, but how do bats... They must swoop down. Bats, can they walk on ground? And like eat.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, no, not on ground.
Yeah, like, because that's what sort of maybe they hang upside down, don't they? They fly.
Yeah.
But obviously, to eat bugs are going to be on the ground. I was confused as to how they.
Not if they're mosquitoes.
No, well, they would sweep, wouldn't
they? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mosquitoes. Well, yeah, that's what I thought you were.
Because what else are they doing? They're just flying around. What are they doing?
That's what they're doing. They're absolutely having it off, really, aren't they, in sort of bat land? Flying about, ducking and diving, having a rest. Grabbing a mosquito in the air. It's a perfect setup. That's like you walking along, they're just being like a baguette in front of you. One of them, walk on, walk along, bit of pizza. That's like the perfect scenario. Hamburger at the end of the road, bit of that, and a bite. Save the rest of the guy behind me.
Just all crap, though.
Yeah.
I feel like your life in that is like one of those early 90s level arcade games where it's just you running around like, oh,
that is a VR game if ever I've seen one, isn't it? Do you know? And then what you can do is you put the VR headset on, you can walk along in your favourite places, the food can be there, and then your partner can hold the food. So when you go to bite the pizza, you're actually biting the pizza. You know, mate, that is a sick game. I'd play loads of it.
I think we can do more. You know, it's 2024, the world of AI and VR is ahead of us. If the peak that we get in this brilliant technology is that you can run around pretending you're eating hamburgers that fall from the sky, I think we're in for a rocky road.
You can call the game diabetes.
Yeah. Jump off the central line. Off you go down Oxford Circus.
You've got a little coffee meter in the right. You have to drink enough, but not enough. Then it gives you massive heart.
And it's sort of you fight for the final bite of like a donut. So like everyone's walked past, I've had a bite of the donut. Just in front of you, there's the final bit of the donut hovering. Quickly, you've got to get it. Love it. Great game. Anyway. Backseat loads.
I don't think I've ever got that close to a bat. I was once in Australia and they were swarming around, but they were never grew up near where I live. Were there any in California?
Yeah, there's tons. Especially when you go camping, like out in the
I've never seen a bat.
Mountains.
But not a lot of mosquitoes, right?
No, but mosquitoes are different here compared to the US. As in, like, I think you guys call some, like, mosquitoes something else here.
Gnats.
No.
The midges.
You guys call daddy long legs, or mosquitoes daddy long legs.
No.
So we've got the flying ones are daddy long legs, right?
Well, you've got your mayflies. A mayfly is like a daddy long legs with wings.
Don't kick him off. It's our country file now. You've got to strap yourself in.
You've got daddy long legs. But the thing, when you're there on a summer's night and you're swatting away, we would call them mosquitoes, but I think they might be midges. They're not daddy long legs.
So confusing.
I know. And the thing is, we don't even know.
And you've got mosquitoes. Yeah. So you get a gnat bite, which like just your little, you get them a lot, just the little one. The mosquito bites are bigger. Then you've got daddy long legs, which are like your sort of...
Are they spiders?
You think they are, but they're not. They're not spiders, but they look like it, but they fly and they've got like obviously the long legs. They're daddy long legs.
See, but that's what we call mosquitoes in the US.
But your mosquitoes must be bigger then, because I've never seen a mosquito really. I never see them flying around. You see them flying around then?
Yeah. Like I think that mosquitoes are different. I think so, because I've had this conversation with like...
This is a mosquito. This is a mozzie.
Maybe your mosquitoes are bigger though, because they just, you know...
If you look at mosquitoes in the US, I think they're different.
And we do have mosquitoes in the UK.
Because daddy long legs in the US, like that would be like a spider.
This is a daddy long legs.
See, that's not... In the US, it's something else.
What? Why do you do something so differently? What's going on over there?
I think
all their little bugs, they're eating more protein than ours. You've got big mosquitoes. Lifting a couple of weights.
Less for the bats to eat.
Less for the bats to eat, you know? So your mosquitoes, basically what you're saying, they just bench press a little bit heavier than what they do over in the UK. Yeah.
It's all that food out there.
Love VR.
Yeah.
What's your second fact, Andrea?
My second fact is, scientists suggest that merely staring into another person's eyes is a strong precursor to love. In an experiment, strangers of the opposite sex were put in a room together for 90 minutes where they talked about intimate details and then stared into each other's eyes without talking. Many felt a deep attraction for each other and two married each other 6 months later.
You're engaged.
I'm engaged.
I'm a married woman.
She's
married.
One second, I've been staring into Andrea's eyes. I'm not making it weird. I just thought it would be interesting. If I did it with you, I thought, well, I know you quite well, so I just thought it would be a thing.
Are you in love with me? I've got the hair for it.
Let me stare in your eyes.
Your eyes are really close together.
How has this become a thing about me?
They are actually quite close together. Do you know what you look a little bit like? The hyenas from Lion King.
You know who you look like? My dinner lady at school. Oi, so, I once went to a...
You like the hyenas from Lion King, don't you?
I once went to a...
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
You're not saying, like, the dumb one, right?
Yeah, of course he is. If there is any opportunity for me to be compared to the moron, it's taken. So picture not just...
That's what look you're going for today. Hyena from Lion King with a Jimmy Neutron finish. It's kind of what I look for. You know, it's my thing.
I once went to a secular church service, right? So this was like on a Sunday and you go, but there's no God involved. And one of the things you had to do was stare into a stranger's eyes. I can't be dealing with it. I cannot deal with that level.
Why?
It was just a thing. to make a connection. So you're there staring into this like 70-year-old woman's eyes, and you're there just like looking at, and it's like
reminds you doing Baffled of Me, didn't it? 70-year-old woman.
I don't even get that intimate with my fiance. Like, oh,
I saw this on
that's kind of weird.
I saw this on Love Island. Yeah, I've been watching this Love Island All Stars that's on at the moment. Do you watch Love Island? You watch it?
I used to, but
so you got the All Stars at the moment. A guy in it called Chris. He done this with one of the women that was in there. And they were chatting. He was like mentioned this, and then they done it, and they ended up kissing.
Actually, I heard that if you look at someone's lips, that like sort of indicates to them that you want to kiss them.
How will it look though? Because I'm squinting. I'm furrowing my brow.
How are you engaged? Because I'm telling you right now.
This is an attractive
person. Is this how you approach Tori? Do you like Leah? She's like, oh, I'll tell you what, I'm gagging for a bit of Dan at the moment. You've come over like this. Like,
looking like the hyena. But
can't see a bloody thing. Squinting, short-sighted. You're over there. Think you're kissing her, but you're kissing her chin.
I could see that as a thing. I could see staring.
Here comes the hyena. Over he comes.
I could imagine. Yeah, staring intently would help.
Look
enough.
At me again.
How mad is it?
Your
that
eyes
too?
Are. I mean,
shut up.
No. And do you know what they remind me of? Do you know what they remind me? I'm sorry. This is the final bit. You know,
what
you,
other
you
ridiculous, know, you, probably obese
producer,
Disney character.
Producer Dom.
He's not
produce,
obese.
Producer Dom is producing the show. He's going to know exactly what I mean by this. You know when you take the Mickey when you create your own FIFA player and you put their eyes really close together? That looks like that.
How is this a thing? You look like Hey Arnold. So you can shut right up. Right, last fact of the show. I'm done, let's move on.
So good. Hey Arnold. What is it?
My last fact is all about an extremely well-paid job, but something that you will not want to do.
Influencing.
Okay. Good, cool. No one's making you do it. I'm not forcing you. Kevin Schmidt, as part of his job, twice a year, he has to climb a 1,500-feet communication tower. That's as tall as the tallest building in Europe. He has to climb it twice a year. He gets paid $20,000 per climb.
Wow.
And all he has to do is change a light.
It's 40 grand a year.
So he does that twice a year,
yeah.
You said?
Yeah, twice a year is what I can think. Once or twice a year, but still, 20 grand for a climb. And all he's doing is changing one light bulb.
See why this is a bad job. Number one, sod the hires. No one wants to be doing that. But 40 grand a year for 2 days' work.
But this isn't... No, but he does other stuff.
Right. So I was going to say, I'd just be spending all my... £40,000 a year does not pay for my lifestyle for 354 days of the year going out and living.
I think you could make
it. Yeah, but to just spend 2 days on it.
I'd be out for Pizza Express every day. Kind of beer.
Just don't do that.
Well, no, but I'd have to be bored.
Just don't do it.
Simple. Right.
And also, you need to keep lithe and trim to climb.
Mm. Free time.
So his general job is he works for... The Parks and Recreation, I believe. He works around that in, excuse me, the Sioux Falls Tower and Communications over in America. And twice a year, he has to climb this communication tower, which is a broadcast antenna, to change a light bulb. I don't know why the light bulb's so important, but it's as tall as the highest building in Europe.
How do you ever get into that?
People say that about this.
Yeah, I mean, like, what is he... to have been like qualified to do that.
I know. He's a light bulb climber.
Oh, right.
But think about our jobs.
Did you not know that? There, many people do that. Light bulb
climber. Yeah, no, I remember now.
Do you reckon he sits at home and he thinks, this girl makes TikToks? How is she doing this?
Oh, here we go again. Are you jealous, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Well, you started, mate. You've done your dance and your sailor's outfit. And, it, you know, if it didn't press, it's your fault. You should have done it more continuously.
It didn't go too well.
You did get about 800 views, I remember that.
How's the fashion ones going?
Kind of right, actually. Yeah. Over 1,000 every time. A little bit of abuse, you know. TikTok, kind of right.
Every time. Once a month.
Yeah, once a month, you know. A couple of comments that made me just really upset. But other than that, yeah, it's going really well, actually. Yeah. I can see a career there.
Good for my views, terrible for my mental health.
Yeah. Views are great. Mental health, terrible. Other than that, going well. Really enjoying it.
Yeah, this is job climbs 1,500 feet.
You're there. Cannot relate to that more.
Welcome to my world. Yeah.
But it's a really weird. You are right. How does he get into it?
Like, how does he? Because that's a lot of money for like 2 days' work.
Isn't it?
Like, how are you chosen to do that?
I know.
Unless, I mean, like, you've got to, like, be really not afraid of heights, I imagine, but...
And also...
And a good climb. You've got to be a good climber. Is it free climbing? Is it, like, all jokes aside, I'm interested about the job now. Is it free climbing or is he harnessed up? Is it all
deployed? Well, he'll be harnessed up. Man,
it's free climbing. It'd be like a show. What's his name? Chris Angel.
Kev! Hang it up there, boy! Be scared, mate.
Yeah.
Harness ain't working.
You'd have to do a classic dad joke, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You left this?
Yeah. Kev, any chance you can come back down here, mate?
But you are...
You forgot the bulb.
Yeah. Here's my plea, though, to whoever's employing him. I'd do it cheaper. I'd do it cheaper.
Oh.
I'd do it for 15 grand.
Done. That's not that much cheaper.
I'd still save the money. I'd still save in 5 grand. I would.
Well, I'll tell you what, pitch it. You come in, 5 grand.
That's what I'm doing. I'm putting it out into the universe.
I'd be rubbish at that. I'm good with heights, but I wouldn't be good at that.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm good with heights on like a roller coaster or something like that when I'm strapped. It's all good. But the idea of like free height, you know, like where you're like flying through the air or you're like, you could fall off something, can literally freaks me out.
Yeah.
Big time freaks me out.
Also, if anyone says something to you, that'd be terrible for your mental health while you're climbing.
Of course. And also, when I'm at the top of me thing, I can't do no fashion vids.
Yeah. You could do one up there.
Here he is.
Here he is.
Scott's from H&M.
Look at my massive trousers today. Yeah. Stuff like that.
You should do some fashion videos. Yeah, it'd really help relate to all the, you know,
come
year
on.
Twos out there that are looking for a nice little dress up there at school.
There we go.
Yeah.
How many views do you get with yours? Like 800. 800 dinner ladies. That's why they all go.
18,000, thank you very much. 18,000, is that good?
18,000, yeah, that's good.
No, you've added on a zero here.
I haven't, I've got 18,000 views on one of my videos.
All right, one of them, which one?
The one with like a dinner lady and got views for it, yeah. But anyway.
That's why your views all come after 1 p.m. because dinner ladies are off work that day.
I had somebody else that commented, I had a lovely comment the other day. They went, here we have a typical example of a rich boy that lived in the Cotswolds who has moved to East London and pretends to be working class.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah, it was a comment. It really made me feel good. At that moment, I was like, God, you know what? I feel really good about myself right now.
And I didn't bring it up. A couple of weeks ago, we had that idiot who had a go at me on the reviews. And,
Crispy.
Oh, whatever her name was.
What did he say? No, what did he say? What was that comment about you?
I don't know.
No, there was a comment. I tried to... What was it?
Yeah, I don't know.
What was the descriptive word they used for Dan?
I put haters out of my mind.
Was it Crispy?
I think it was Christy.
No, they crusty. Said something... Crusty.
That was a different one. Yeah, crusty. Which I still don't understand. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode about...
Imagine being abused for the way that you do something on a podcast. I just don't know what it means.
Like, if you're going to slag me off, don't, but at least, like...
Call me a dick.
At least use a term that I understand.
For all you know, it could have been a compliment.
Crusty? Can anything that onomatopoeic be a compliment? Crusty.
You are well crusty, to be fair. If there was one word, it just makes sense for you.
Do you know the thing?
You hold that descriptive word and nobody else does.
Think back to when you were at high school. There was a boy there that was crusty, wasn't he? Like, it's such a... Like, there are people... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like...
Dry lips.
Just a dirty boy. Just there was a dirty, crusty boy, wasn't there?
Hmm. Long
anyway, days. Thank you very much for that email in. Yeah, that was you. And thank you for listening to this week's episode of Baffled. It's been a busy one. What have we learned? Bats don't eat enough mosquitoes. If you're the youngest, you're probably the favourite. And if you stare into someone's eyes this Valentine's Day, you'll probably fall in love. It's been a busy one. What have you learned? Have you learned a lot? I hope so. Thank you very much for listening. Say goodbye, Connor.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Andrea.
Goodbye.
Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, it'll be Valentine's Day when you listen to this. Happy. And that's why you picked it.
Yeah.
Method to the madness. Happy Valentine's Day. We will see. And Pancake Day. Do you celebrate Pancake Day?
Oh, yeah, but not in America. So.
No, but here.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I can't wait to see what pancakes you put on Instagram. Mm. They're going to be glam. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.